77 degrees in Nashville. Good afternoon. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 4:04. There's a chance for severe thunderstorms this afternoon, but no word on those moving in yet. Tennessee and the surrounding region are home to a multitude of freshwater mussel species, but populations have declined in recent decades. Stephen Price is a professor of stream and riparian ecology at the University of Kentucky. He says human activity, like water pollution and land alteration, like dams, impact mussels' ability to reproduce effectively. But it's not the sole cause of the population loss.
We modified our waterways, and that has caused the decline of many species. But even with that knowledge, we see species declining in some of our waterways that we would consider to be like fairly unaltered.
Price says researchers are still looking for a smoking gun and that it could include a combination of factors. Freshwater mussels make up almost half of the state's federally listed threatened and endangered species, according to the Tennessee State Wildlife Action Plan. You can learn more about this in a feature from the Appalachia Mid-South Newsroom on our website at WPLN.org. Do local governments in Tennessee have too much power when it comes to approving or blocking proposed landfills? Some state lawmakers think so, and they might try to change that. The Tennessee Lookout reports members of the state's Solid Waste Task Force hinted at possible tweaks at a meeting this month. For decades, cities and counties and regional waste boards have had the power to block landfill projects, which has led to fights in court. Industry operators say they'd prefer fewer layers of local approval or a more regionalized approach. Such an effort led by lawmakers would follow a failed proposal earlier this year to limit local zoning pushbacks against developers or industry. As always, you'll find more news at WPLN.org.